On Radio 4, Richard Wilson returns with Believe It, and this week he's determined to tell the truth.
You're listening to Believe It, the life story of me, Richard Wilson. I met David Tennant in 1995. We were both in What the Butler Saw at the National Theatre. We've been friends ever since. Such a talented man, David. Did you see him as Richard II? He was great. Vulnerable, skittish, very moving. It was just the wig. The wig made him look like a girl. I didn't tell him. On the contrary, I told him the wig was perfect. That's what this episode is about. Saying what you really think. I mean, I'm 80 and a half. If I can't tell the truth now, when can I tell it? David Tennant, as I'm sure you remember, once played Doctor Who. I had a coffee with him in Soho in March 2010. March 2005. Oh, was it September 2009? That's the trouble about being with Doctor Who. You never know what time it is. As I stood in the queue in Cafe Nero, I turned to David and said, "What would you like, cappuccino?"
"I've got to go to New York."
"What? No. I'm buying you a coffee."
"Put the saucer on the cup. I'll be back."
Why the sudden need to go to New York?
Daleks are turning New Yorkers into pig slaves.
I don't think they are.
No, they're not now, but they were in 1930. I have to travel through time to 1930 and save them. Farewell.
I think you're deluded, David.
It is they who are deluded. They believe the forces of evil will triumph. That is wrong.
You're not Doctor Who, all right?
Ha! You would say that. You've been possessed by the Gabadan of Trok.
Say again?
The Gabadan of Trok is inhabiting your body and making you tell me I am not the Doctor.
I assure you, I am not the Gabadan of Trok.
Classic! The Gabadan always denies he's the Gabadan. If he says he's the Gabadan, we know he's not. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must enter the TARDIS.
That is not the TARDIS, David.
Yes, it is. They've disguised it by putting a drawing of a man on the door and a drawing of woman on the other door. Did I say TARDIS? I meant toilets.
Please, you've got to stop confusing yourself with him.
Yeah, sorry. I feel him so deeply, you know. I feel I've become him.
David Tennant is not Doctor Who. You say it now.
David Tennant is not Doctor Who. Well, you say it now.
Richard Wilson is not Doctor Who.
No, see, Richard Wilson is not Victor Meldrew.
Richard Wilson is not Victor Meldrew. No, Richard Wilson is not Victor Meldrew. He's charming, good-natured, and I should know. You're listening to Believe It, the life story of me, Richard Wilson. Ooh, didn't I say that when we began? I did. But that's the rule these days. You have to tell the listeners what they're listening to in case they've just tuned in. Ugh, makes me mad. Am I being grumpy? Yes, but Victor Meldrew was grumpy all the time. I'm only occasionally grumpy.
I want foot in the grave.
Hello! Yes, it's Meldrew here. Yes, Victor Meldrew.
Once upon a time, I was never grumpy. It was when my fame was at its most famous. I was nice to everyone, always. Not just because I am a very nice man. I was protecting myself. I was making sure no one confused me with him. Cab drivers, they were the worst. It was the devil's own job to convince them I wasn't my most famous character.
I tell you what, I love it when you go on about call centres. That really makes me laugh.
You're very kind. It's Victor Meldrew going on, actually.
When the voice says, "Your call is important to us," I think, if it's so bloody important to you, why don't you answer it?
Well, that's a point of view.
And then they put you on hold and they force you to listen to "I Will Always Love You" by Whitney. Drives me mad.
I find that song very moving. She gives it everything.
Last night, I'm not kidding, I finished about 9 o'clock and I went to McDonald's on the way home, and do you know what a girl behind the counter said to me?
Can I help you?
Have a nice day. It was 9 o'clock at night. The day was over, and she's telling me to have a nice one. What do you think of that?
Well, technically a day includes the night. It's a 24-hour period, and no doubt she's told to say that. So she's only doing her job, and jobs are very hard to come by.
Oh, look at this. Whatever time you drive down a Euston Road, it's always total gridlock. Bloody traffic jams, I hate them.
Do you? I think they're a compliment to the greatness of our city. These drivers are the lifeblood of London. We're driving to our offices, our shops, our houses, our restaurants, our theatres, our museums. A traffic jam's a wonderful thing. It's a sign of life. And in a fast-moving world, traffic jams give you a time for stillness and contemplation.
Say again?
I love traffic jams.
You what?
Traffic jams make me happy.
Happy Talk, keep talking.
That was me. I was Mr. Happy Talk. Even my clothes were happy. Victor Meldrew wore beige macs and sensible cardies. I wore pink sweaters, red and blue trainers. I was happy when the phone rang at 6 in the evening. We all know who calls you at 6 in the evening. It's strangers, isn't it? It's people from market research companies. Cold callers. I was warm to cold callers. It's absolutely true.
Richard Wilson.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. This is Maddie from Human Research. How are you today?
I'm fine today, thank you, Maddie.
Good. I'm not trying to say you anything. I just want to ask you a few questions that will take no more than 5 minutes of your time. In return, you'll be entered into a prize draw with a chance of winning over £100.
How exciting, Maddie. Thank you.
Have you spent a night in a hotel in the UK in the past 12 months?
I have.
Good. I'm now going to list 3 hotel qualities and I'd like you to rank them in order of hotel quality importance. Price, location, comfort. Which of those are the most important to you?
That's a fascinating question, Maddie. I'm not going to give you a glib, knee-jerk answer. I'm going to take a moment to think about it. Can you hold on, Maddie? There's a call on the other line. Richard Wilson.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. This is Marcus from Person to Person. How are you this evening?
I'm fine this evening. Thank you, Marcus.
Do you have 5 minutes to answer a few questions that could win you £100 of vouchers to spend in one of the UK's leading department stores?
Well, yes, I have.
Thank you. Do you own a shower and a bath?
Yes.
How often in an average week do you use your shower?
Before I answer that, Marcus, let me ask you a question. Do you know Maddie from Human Research?
No.
Ah, you're in luck. I'll introduce you. Maddie, I have Marcus from Person to Person on my other line. I'll hold the receivers up close to each other so you can say hello. Marcus, this is Maddie. Maddie, Marcus.
Hello, Maddie.
Hello, Marcus. You have a nice voice.
Thank you. So do you.
You're both cold callers. You both give pleasure to strangers.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard. What a lovely thing to say.
Now, Marcus, Maddie rang me just before you did, and she too has 5 minutes of questions for me. So, can you ring me back in 6?
Great.
In the meantime, might I suggest you play yourself some music? I find I Will Always Love You. Very moving. She gives it everything. Do you see? I was that far from Victor Meldrew. I was even nice to Sheila Kaufman, my neighbour. Love thy neighbour as thyself, said Jesus. But he didn't live next door to Sheila Kaufman. She lived next door in name only, mind. Her mission was always to be with me, in my house, with my showbiz friends.
I'm so sorry to bother you.
You never bother me, Sheila.
Well, it's just that I was walking past your car and I saw your text disc is running out.
Oh, right. That's very kind of you. When's it expire?
End of September.
Oh, so I've still got a month or two.
How's your friend David Tennant?
He's fine, thank you, fine.
Only I saw he was round for dinner last night and I would have popped in because I'd love to meet him. But my sister was over and I couldn't get away.
Well, I'm sure there'll be another chance.
Oh, do you think so?
Yes, I'm sure.
When?
I don't know.
Well, you see, Morris is going away the weekend after next. Do you think David would be free then?
I could ask him.
Well, not if it's too much trouble.
Well, no, it's just that he was around last night. It does seem a bit soon to invite him here again.
No, you're right. I'll tell you what, why don't you both come to my house?
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Are you free the weekend after next?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'll have to check.
Listen, don't worry. If you're busy, David can come on his own.
Seriously? You'd invite a total stranger into your home? That's so kind of you.
Well, was that the sign of a man telling people what he really thinks? A few weeks later, something happened, something that changed everything. It was July the 9th, 2016, my 80th birthday. I was woken up by drilling outside my flat. That's how my birthday began, with drilling and with music. Whitney Houston was duetting with the Unknown Workman. And I thought, I can't do it. I can't open the window and say in my usual nice way, "Excuse me, I find your singing very moving. Whitney's giving it everything, and so are you. I just wish you could both be louder."
Shut that bloody racket up, will you?
Sorry, mate.
It's "I will always love you," okay? Not I will always love you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You and Houston are as bad as each other. Why do you have to give it everything? Why can't you give it just enough and no more? It's a song. Don't sell it, sing it. Stop flogging us your overripe emotions because they're cheap and nasty and false.
Okay, mate, you made your point. Houston, we have a problem.
I felt marvellous, liberated. I was finally unburdening myself of niceness after 80 years. 80 years, 80 years and 20. Let the world compare me to Meldrew. I didn't care. I had a mission now to be true to myself. My new life had begun. My true life. I invited David Tennant round to break this fantastic news. He was on his way when the phone rang.
Hello, David, is that you? Are you still coming?
Am I speaking to Richard Wilson?
Oh, you are?
Hello, Mr. Wilson. This is Tamsin from Bonus Solutions. How are you today?
Elated, rejuvenated.
Good, insert first name. Oh, sorry. No, it's my first day. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Richard, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'd just like to ask you a few questions, in return for which you'll be entered into a prize draw that could win you over £150 worth of vouchers to spend in one of the UK's leading department stores, or online. How does that sound?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't listening.
Thank you. How much per week do you spend on cleaning products?
£297,000.
Sorry. Could you repeat that?
No, because it's not true. From now on, I only want to speak the truth. And the truth is, what you do is vile and intrusive. You mug people's ears. Someone at the door. Ring back when I'm dead. David!
Richard, happy birthday!
Thank you.
I'll give you your present at the party.
Don't worry about that. It's so great to see you. You're such a great actor.
Oh, right. Ah.
No, I mean it. It's the truth.
Well, not everyone agrees.
Then they're wrong. Would you like a drink? Come on, it's after 12 o'clock.
Well, that'd be very nice.
There's cheap wine or there's incredibly expensive reserve for special occasions. Which?
Well, seeing as it's your birthday.
You're right. We'll have cheap.
Okay.
Expensive wines make everyone tense. Is it worth the money? What are the right words to describe it? We all know the right words to describe this. $5.99.
Thanks. Cheers. So, what's this news?
I've been asked to judge a local talent contest. Hamster's Got Talent. They said they knew I'd be kind. Ha! They've no idea.
And that's your fantastic news, is it?
No, I'm coming to that. I hated your wig in Richard II.
Whoa, where did that come from?
I never said it at the time.
Why are you telling me now?
Well, that's it. That's the fantastic news. I've decided to say what's on my mind. And that's been on my mind for years.
Why do you want to say what's on your mind all of a sudden?
It's my birthday present to myself. For From now on, I speak the truth. And the truth is, that wig made you look like a girl. What possessed you?
Oh. Well, okay. Since we're talking about it, we thought it made me look like a royal. Someone who could wear his hair any damn way he wanted. And it was perfect for the Christ-like tableau we created for the...
It's Richard II, David, not Jesus I.
You know who you sound like, don't you?
Yes.
Who?
Myself.
No, you sound like Victor Meldrew. Stop now.
No, you're not getting me like that.
Remember in Cafe Nero when you had to tell me to stop being the doctor?
No, Meldrew was a grumpy old man. I'm a truthful old man. There's a huge difference.
You just got angry about a wig. That is the definition of grumpiness.
Ah, but he was grumpy about everything all the time. I'm full of love for so many things.
Name one.
Democratic socialism. Manchester United. The theatre. My friends.
I'm your friend.
You are. And I promise you, from now on, I will always tell you the truth.
Oh, great. I look forward to that.
No sooner had David gone than the bell rang. Hooray! More opportunities for truth.
Hello, Richard. Am I right in thinking it's your birthday today?
No, it's changed.
I thought I'd just drop in to give you your card.
Right. That's done, then.
You're a very naughty man. I just saw David Tennant leaving. You said you were going to get us two together. You've been saying that for years now.
I have. The truth is, it's never going to happen.
Can I come in? I won't stay long.
No, in 21 years, I have never once dropped in on you.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. You must start. Now, where would you like me to sit?
Nowhere.
I brought you some cheesecake, too. It's your present. I'll put the kettle on.
Take it home, Sheila. You love cheesecake. It's more for you than for me. Admit it.
Well, you don't want cheesecake, fine. But now I'm here, I'll make us both a nice cup of tea. Come on, that's the very least I can do.
No, the least you can do is nothing. You can literally just stand there and do nothing in silence.
You're being very rude, Richard, but I forgive you.
There's no need to forgive me. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm merely telling the truth.
Well, you're obviously not yourself today.
On the contrary, for the first time in my life, I am myself.
If you'd like me to go, say so.
It's not that I'd like you to go, Sheila.
Good, I'm glad.
No, the truth is, I'd like you not to have come. I was a new man, a true man. 10 days later, I went to the Hampstead Theatre to see an actress I knew, being terrible. I don't mean I went to see her being terrible. I went in the hope that she'd be good. But she wasn't. Naturally, she came up to me in the bar afterwards. You can guess the rest. Or can you?
Richard!
Darling, how are you?
Oh, never mind how I am. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Getting better all the time.
I saw you in the audience and I thought, oh my God, Richard's in tonight. I better be good. What do you think? Was I...
Were you good? Were you good? You're asking if you were good?
Yes.
No, you weren't good. You were brilliant.
I love you.
Thank you so much. It was awful. Do you see? I couldn't keep it up. After 10 days of telling the truth, I was back to my bad old ways. I'd fallen off the wagon. Maybe it was because we were in a bar. I felt angry with myself, ashamed even. My self-esteem plummeted. I swore it would never happen again, and it didn't. I went on and on, speaking the truth as I saw it, all the way through August and September and October. They were the 3 best months of my life, though not anyone else's. In November, I went to Hampstead Town Hall to judge the talent contest.
Our third contestant tonight is 24. She works in telephone sales and she loves Mariah Carey and mint chocolate thins. Tonight, she's singing the Whitney Houston classic, I Will Always Love You. Let's have a big Hampstead's Got Talent welcome for Tamsin Taylor.
she went. On and on. No syllable was left unstretched. It was like a very long murder. You know, when they don't just stick the knife in your gut, but they waggle it about. Waggle, waggle, waggle. It's the waggling that kills. Love you.
Oh, she gave that everything, didn't she? Richard, what's your verdict?
There's so much pain in the world, you know? Famine, war, poverty, cancer, murder. Why add to that pain, Tamsin? Why hurt us with your noise? What have we done to you? There's music. And that's what you do. What you overdo. What you overdo and do and do and do and do and do and do. If I can help you to stop singing, my life will have been worth it.
I'd been on the truth diet for 4 months, and I'd never felt better. But then the truth caught up with me. Isn't that what it always does? One Friday, I came home from the swimming pool to find 3 people on my doorstep, 2 women and a man. I wanted to tell them to sod off, as I was expecting David for lunch, but I couldn't do it, because one of the women was crying. Tea, coffee?
No. Glass of water is fine.
What's the matter with your friend?
Don't you recognise her?
No.
Why would you do that to me?
What did I do to her?
Hampstead's Got Talent?
She's Tamsin.
I'm sorry, there were so many contestants.
Tamsin sang I Will Always Love You.
Ah, how did you know where I live?
I followed you home after the show. I wanted to speak to you, but I couldn't.
She asked us to come with her, to support her.
You said some very hurtful things to her.
I wouldn't say hurtful, I'd say true.
Why would you do that, Richard? We don't understand.
We were very upset.
Sorry, are you policemen or something? What's got to do with you two?
They're lovely people. And you were lovely to them. Why weren't you lovely to me?
When was I lovely to you two?
We cold called you. At the same time, I'm Marcus from Person to Person.
And I'm Maddie from Human Research. You were incredibly nice to us.
Why?
Yeah, why? I cold called you on my first day at Bonus Solutions. You were horrible to me.
You told her cold callers were vile.
It's a conspiracy. All the cold callers in the world know each other.
We have a chat room. We name names.
Stephen Fry's lovely. Graham Norton's, yes, sweet. Oh, David Baddiel's surprisingly nice.
Gary Lineker can go either way.
This is a nightmare.
You hurt me over the phone. Then you hurt me again at the contest.
But we said no. You're lovely. You're nothing like Victor Meldrew.
We said you must have been ill or something.
Wait a second. It's coming back to me. I introduced you two.
You did. You said we were both cold callers.
So we both gave pleasure to strangers.
But that's an obvious lie. So smarmy. I just said it to make you think I wasn't like Victor Meldrew.
Well, we loved it.
We went out for a drink the next night. And now I'm having his baby.
Our baby.
See how nice you can be.
I don't want to be nice. I want to tell the truth in the time I have left.
Why? If it just upsets people.
Yeah. Why not just be nice?
Excuse me.
David, hi. Come in. I have company.
All right, okay.
Everyone, this is David.
Hi. David. I'm Maddie. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
And this is Marcus and Tamsin.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
They're all cold callers.
Ah.
Samantha from Garden to Garden said you were brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much. Brilliant in what?
She means brilliant on the phone, David.
Yeah, I'd love to cold call you sometime.
Great.
We've got so much in common. I'm a performer too, you see.
Tamsin sang in the talent show.
Ah, what did Richard say about you?
He was hurtful.
No, I was truthful.
Ah, him and his truth. He said my Richard II wig was ridiculous.
Well, it was.
Did any of you see his wig in Merlin?
I did.
Wasn't great, was it?
No. He looked like Ozzy Osbourne.
Well said.
But you're all ganging up on me now.
Oh, no, we're just telling you the truth.
It's not the truth. It's just your opinion.
Oh, right. So when we slag off your wig, it's an opinion. But when you slag off mine, it's the truth.
I was speechless. David was right. I could tell the truth, but I couldn't take it. So that was it. That was the moment, a TARDIS moment, if you like. I travelled back in time to before my 80th birthday, to those 80 years when I was nice. So nice, I made babies. It was time to be nice again.
Tamsin.
What?
I'm sorry for what I said. Give us a song.
Seriously?
Yes.
Now?
Go for it, Tamsin.
Okay. Do you mind if I do I Will Always Love You?
Mind? I was going to suggest it.
Wait a second. Someone's knocking at the window.
Oh, excuse me. Sheila?
Hello, David. I'm Sheila. I live next door.
Hello.
I can climb through the window if you want.
No. I'll let you in the front door. I've been dying to introduce you to David.
You've been listening to Believe It, the life story of me, Richard Wilson. Did you like it?
Marvellous! Don't stop!
Tell me the truth, or don't.
In Believe It by John Cantor, Richard Wilson and David Tennant played themselves. Tamsin was played by Alice Redmond, Sheila by Arabella Weir, Maddie by Kelly Shirley, Marcus by Tom Dawes, the cabbie and workman by Simon Greenall, the actress by Lucy Robinson, and the compere by Martine McMenemy. Believe It was produced and directed by Clive Brill and is a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.